This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A fashion show planned for this weekend at UNH, part of the Black New England Conference, is taking an Afrofuturistic approach. Afrofuturism is an aesthetic and philosophy that combines elements of science fiction and African mythology to explore the future of Black identity. Terry Robinson is the creative director and co-organizer of the fashion show, and he joins us by Skype. Welcome to All Things Considered, Terry.
Nice to be on the show.
What does Afrofuturism mean to you in the context of this fashion show?
Yeah, so Afrofuturism, you know, there's a whole bunch of like technical and probably academic terms for it now. But like for me personally, Afrofuturism represents a hope for my culture and my heritage to kind of continue and live on, especially in like the context that, you know, a lot of our culture, like a lot of African-American and African culture and heritage has been like suppressed and a lot. So this is kind of my inspiration and my idea, my concept of it living beyond us.
And this is a fashion show, but let's focus on the word show for a moment, because
attendees
will be seeing something like a story. What kind of story are you trying to tell?
So the name of the show is 3018, and in particular, I created the storyline of 1,000 years from now, aliens come back and touch down because they can trace their lineage back to the plains of Africa. And the three guiding questions are like, why are they here? Are they here for peace? Or are they here to conquer? And so it is good to focus on the word show, because this isn't just a fashion runway. It is to me, it's a production. It's a moment in time that I'm giving you a glimpse of.
What are some of the visual aspects that people might expect to see in the show?
So me and my artistic director, Katia Fessner, we created a lot of the accessories for the show. And I also work with another makeup artist named Yin. We created a lot of the makeup having to deal with, you know, gold flakes and silver accents, very ornate, very kingly, princely, royal in terms of everything that you'll see. So you'll see very big pieces on the head. You'll see crowns. You're going to see halos. You're going to see these masquerade masks. One thing that I'm really proud of, one of my designers is from Uganda, and her name is Walu. And I asked her before she came over here this week, if you could find me 4 tribal masks from Africa, so authentic tribal masks. And we took that and we made them super futuristic. And so that's the beginning of the show, is you're going to see the heritage combined with the futuristic elements.
And why is it important to have a fashion show like this in a place like New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, where I used to work and where I came from New York Fashion Week, Milan Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week. And I worked for a man named Virgil Abloh, who he's now the artistic director for Louis Vuitton. And he is the first Black artistic director to be at Louis Vuitton. And that was super important for a lot of like people in the culture, because it showed like, you know, a Black man can now be one of the heads of a major house. So for me to bring a show like this, I'm bringing a New York Fashion Week show to New Hampshire. So I'm taking the culture of the fashion world and I'm combining it with the culture of African-American, like African-American heritage, and then combining it with the culture of New Hampshire.
Terry Robinson is the creative director and co-organizer of this weekend's Afrofuturistic fashion show called 3018 Back to the Future. Tickets are available to the public, and you can find more information at nhpr.org. Terry Robinson, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.